The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Umanyano Le Jazz is more than just a festival. It is a space where music honors history, uplifts the present, and inspires future generations. A coming together of art, activism, and community. A celebration that bridges generations through music and heritage. And this year, the event celebrates Robert Sobukwe's centenary, bringing art together with activism and community. An even bigger lineup, of course, with a two-day gathering is certainly, you know, one that you do not want to miss. And joining us now is the founder, and I think the creator. We'll call her Madam Creator. You know, her name is Lukisa White, and she joins us on the line to talk about this incredible, incredible gathering. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, listeners of my favorite radio station.
Yes, ma'am.
We're so happy to be here. Thank you for having me back. Really, really always a pleasure to be in conversation with you, especially about this thing that I love so much that your listeners love as well, which is jazz and live music.
Let's talk about, you know, Umanyano Le Jazz and reflecting, you know, on the severals that we've had and some of your favorite highlights maybe over the years.
So I think what I quite enjoy about Umanyano is that the name absolutely speaks for itself. I think one of the joys of being, you know, an African person is that our languages are so rich. Like one word can literally, you know, hold space for ideas to live out in a way that probably English can't. So Umanyano Le Jazz, we use the word, you know, of Umanyana in so many different contexts as, you know, a Black African community. And so really the vision that we've always had is to connect music lovers with the people that make this music that we love, connect music lovers with each other, and really get to experience your favorite artist in a context that is quite unique, that you wouldn't necessarily experience in a festival context or a theater context, a restaurant context. And so how do we break that fourth wall? How do we live into, you know, some of the values that this music itself I'm really espouses? And I've said this before that, you know, there is no band without the bandstand, right? And so you can love your favorite musician, but without banbani on bass, on keys, like, and that's the joy for me of the jazz. Yeah. You know what I mean? That it really is such a collaborative, collective activity that's not possible without the rest of the ecosystem. And so Umanyano Le Jazz is really wanting to bring that out, and also, of course, bring the people that gather, that are gathered by this music together around these musicians and vice versa.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, you know, the significant one this year. It's 100 years of Robert Sobukwe. Why was this so important?
Absolutely. I think, so, of course, personally for me, it is no secret to anyone who knows me that I pledge allegiance to the Pan-Africanist Black Consciousness Bloc. And so it is unfortunately not a popular movement, particularly amongst my peers. However, for a movement that, apologies to be political on your show, that sort of the Rainbow Nation politics of this country, which are neither wrong or right, but it's like, I get it, we're in a moment of 94 and, like, you know, we've been through so much. And so there is an importance around holding on to this politics of hope, but the hope has to be held by something concrete. And so the movement of the Pan-Africanists and the Black Consciousness folk related to land, related to course correction, really, I would say, was drowned out by the noise of a Rainbowist project. And unfortunately, only one part of the people it was intended to bridge together was, you know, holding on to. So because of Robert Sobukwe's legacy, because of his politics, because of, you know, what he stood for, it didn't quite fit in with the politics of the day. And so what happened is that this important giant political figure, not just in Azania, South Africa, but, you know, across Africa as well, you know, is really erased almost to the point of, you know, obscurity. Mm. And we always say as Pan-Africanists that we will always be in search of Sobukwe's voice. And that always sounds like, you know, a cute thing to put on a t-shirt, but really, you know, there is no historical archive anywhere where you can pick Robert Sobukwe. We don't even know how he sounded like. So what kind of a man who was so radical in his love for Black people that the apartheid state had to do everything it could to make sure that generations to come will never know of this man. And my goodness, have they failed? Because here I am, 31 years old, and, you know, it's so important for me and the people around me who are also young people, by the way, to insist that we're going to do all that we can to give this man a fitting contribution to how he's memorialized in this country.
Absolutely. A wonderful tribute. Kofifi FM, we're spending time with the creator and founder of Umanyano Le Jazz, and she is Zukiswa White, talking about the upcoming gathering, you know, festival gathering, I suppose. Let's call it a gathering, you know, and it is happening in Johannesburg, and certainly you are invited. Let's talk about, you know, Zooks, about the incredible lineup. I mean, you've got artists like Nduduzo Makatini, Kujenga, Mpumi Dlamini. The list is endless. What inspired this one?
So one thing I will always say, as someone who is from this country, is that every time I'm asked, this lineup is amazing, I'm just like, I do not see myself ever struggling to put together a lineup as someone who lives in South Africa. We literally are punching heavy above our weight, even as you consider the lack of, you know, institutional funding for this music. But our musicians are genuinely a cut above the rest, and the quality of jazz music we have in this country means that we are incredibly spoiled for choice. And so people like me, who, you know, are privileged to be able to contribute to the ecosystem from a platforming or curation point of view, really, if your ear is on the ground, if you're really in the scene, if you're really in the know, you are not going to have any trouble taking your pick amongst the best. And so one thing we've always prided ourselves with Umanyano Le Jazz is our commitment to quality programming. Mm. And we always say that you might not know everyone on the lineup, but what we guarantee is that you are going to leave with everyone being on your playlist. And that's the contributions we hope to keep making, you know, in the entire ecosystem, that, like, we need to build the audience for the sound wako. We also need to, you know, trust the music beyond the hype. We also need to really insist that jazz festivals can be predominantly jazz musicians. So we have really brought together some of South Africa's finest musicians. And these are musicians whose music really, in one way or the other, lives into, you know, the radical politics of love for Black people, of hope, for Black people, questioning identity, spirituality, all these core elements that are central to understanding who we are as a people. And one of the things that's a problem a little bit is that sometimes when we think about tributes in this country, we want to go a very biographical route, right? We want to go a very literal route, but really, there is no version of listening to Ulindas Kakane's music. And that, for example, there's no song that is about, you know, overtly political, right? But the themes that Uiladi touches on, for example, my goodness, really poke into questions around identity, questions around, you know, making meaning of our own existence and then asking difficult questions about who we are. And you cannot divorce that from a politics of Pan-Africanism, right? Mm-hmm. And so we also have the more literal pronouncements of this Pan-Africanist identity as evidenced by the music of Umbuso Khoza, who consistently calls us to remember that we are Africans, who calls us to insist that I think it was Budaza who says, "Tlohellang tosekgowa." You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we really have a wide range of musicians who's, as I said, the thing for me as the curator was, you know, thinking about putting together an amazing lineup with musicians who have, you know, created projects that really contribute to taking the discourse further, overtly or subtly, and somewhere in between.
Absolutely resonating with the discourse and the conversation of the day, you know, as we remember Robert Sobukwe for Manyano Le Jazz. Now, let's talk about the details. When, where, and how can we be a part of it?
Listen, I keep saying, Mako, and the team keeps spreading this gospel. If you can do the 2 days, do the 2 days. It's going to be absolutely exceptional. But because we know and understand the politics of adulting under the economy of Cyril, we've also made it possible for you to get your day passes. But one thing you cannot do is miss the weekend completely. 7th and 8th of December, it's 2 days, quality all around. The day will start at 11 and will go right through the night, 12 hours of music, quite literally. And you get your tickets at skybookings.com. We will be at a slightly bigger venue, but the same outdoor, you know, vibes that allow you to connect in a way with the music and the people who are in fellowship with you as well in a way like never before. We are at Villa Simone in Houghton. And tickets are retailing right now, $6.50 per day, because you already missed the early bird. But thankfully, you're listening to the KJS show, and you get to get the $6.50 per day ones before the price increases. The weekend tickets are $800, but those will be retailing as of Monday for R1,000. So do get your on-time birdie, and day passes will be $6.50. We'll not be selling tickets at the door because we really want to make sure that we focus all our energies on ensuring that you have a good time.
Hope to see you there. You heard it all, of course, and we'll be plugging this information also on our social media platform. So make sure that you catch on in case you missed any of it. And we'll see you at Manyano Le Jazz, the 2024 edition. Ma'am, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We are at Imanyanole Jazz on Facebook and Instagram if you want to keep up to date all the relevant details. And thank you, King Jazz family, sending you so much love, and see you next week.
Absolutely. She is the curator, the founder. She is the creator of Imanyanole Jazz. And her name is Zukiswa White, and she was on the K-Jazz Show.